Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Daniel Powell. Daniel is also known as Captain Challenge. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Captain Challenge.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's good to be with you.
Tell us about your experience as Captain Challenge and what you hope to bring across to people as they watch you go to various areas as Captain Challenge.
Well, Captain Challenge is a superhero with no superpowers. What he does is he encourages people to do what they've never done before, or if they really want to step it up to do what no one has ever done before. And lastly, to give their time, talent, and treasury to help worthwhile causes. So it's a good message for kids. It's a good message for adults. It was everything was impossible before it was done the very first time. And then it became possible for everybody. So I say, if you want to do something, go ahead, do it for the first time if you've never done it. And then if you, whether it be a song or a book, can make your contribution to the world and challenge yourself.
Tell us what the inspiration was for Captain Challenge.
Well, I had thought about all of the universities. They all had a mascot. They all had a song. They all had colors. And I raised about $1,100,000 for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. This is about 20 years ago. And I said, boy, they don't have a mascot. And I should be Captain Challenge. And I have tights and big top hat, star-spangled glasses, all bright blue and bright yellow. And so the first debut, I was at minor league hockey, San Diego Gulls. And I was with Wild Wing, which was the guy that throws out the T-shirts and such on the Zamboni. So that was the start. And been to several events every single year, triathlons, running races, anything, anytime that Captain Challenge can inspire and encourage and challenge others.
If you raise $1.1 million for anything, you better believe in it, and obviously you had a passion for it. What caused you to want to raise money for Challenged Athletes Foundation?
Well, it was out of triathlon. I was doing triathlon, and a friend said, hey, why don't you do my half Ironman triathlon? Well, I'd only done Olympic distances, so half Ironman was about twice the distance of a Olympic. And so I did it as a challenge, and then they had all these different prizes. If you raised $5,000, you got a bicycle, and if you raised $300 or $3,000, you got a pair of sunglasses or something like that. And so in the beginning, I just said, I think it was $4,000 and I got a bicycle. And then I said, I'm going to really go for it next year. And the next year I raised $61,000 in 1 year. And my record was $122,000. But the story after I raised the $61,000, I said, okay, that was a lot of work, because I was working about 1 hour a day, every single day of the year, from the time of the beginning of the contest, which was the day after the half Ironman triathlon. So after the 61,000, I said, I'm done. I'm not going to do that anymore. And I was acknowledged on the big stage at Kona, which is the world championship in Hawaii, as the number one fundraiser for charity that year. This was in 2002. So I get off the stage, and a guy with one leg says, puts his arm around me and says, hey, Daniel, thanks for the leg. And I said, oh, don't do that, because now I got to keep raising money. I was really done.
Wow.
And so I thought, boy, that really brings it home that a guy didn't have a prosthetic limb that he can run on or bicycle with, but for the money that I was raising, and then he could. And so now I'm basically giving people the opportunity to run or bicycle or do triathlon. And so when he said, thanks for the leg, I said, I was really done fundraising, but now I got to do it again. And I did it for about, I think there was 5 years in a row where I raised over $100,000 a year.
To actually have somebody physically come up to you and tell you what it meant to them for you to do it, that changes the game.
Yeah. I also, every time during the triathlon, I would always do, I would be on a tandem with a challenged athlete. I had a woman that has gone to the last two or three Olympic games. She was 9 years old when I first bicycled with her. She was all of about 70 pounds. She was missing one leg. And so she really couldn't have the strength to get the pedals around. So she got on the back of my tandem just this last year, I went with Anthony Smith, who's about 240 pounds and blind in one eye and deaf in one ear and amputee one arm at the elbow and not really very functional with one leg. Same thing. It's much easier. Three eyes, 3 ears, three legs, three arms. Made it pretty easy. And then I've done it with other blind people, other veterans, and it makes the triathlon more meaningful for me when I'm not just going out and doing another race for myself, when I'm doing it enabling somebody else to participate. And that woman at 9 years old, her name is Scout Bassett. She's now probably 26 years old. I would say that she was not going to be any part of the triathlon but for us riding together on the tandem.
Do you find yourself raising money for both Challenged Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound?
Yeah, I actually designate all the money through Operation Rebound. And that was, I had a personal experience of going through cancer treatment, and I had four operations. And I see these guys and they say, yeah, I've had 100 operations or 200 operations. A lot of them, when they're missing limbs, they need to get a new operation for shaping so that they can fit their prosthetic limb. And I was just thinking, I was in the hospital for kind of two major, two minor surgeries. And I was thinking, these guys, the pain that they've got to be in almost nonstop. And a lot of these guys are 19 years old or 20 or 21. And they basically have their whole life in front of them and they're missing, say, both of their legs or an arm, or they're blinded or they're spinal injury and they're in a wheelchair. And I'm going, boy, that's really a lot of sacrifice for the country as a veteran to have transformed your life so drastically. And so the whole thing with Operation Rebound is to say, you're still going to be able to do the sports you always loved, but it might be different. You're going to play wheelchair basketball instead of regular basketball. You're still going to be able to swim, but maybe you swim with a prosthetic limb. You're still going to be able to ride a bike, but it'll just be a little bit different. But it really is encouraging when you see, by the way, the story goes with Anthony Smith. He was way over 300 pounds, nonstop smoking, nonstop drinking, basically committing a slow suicide on the couch. And then the Challenge Athletes Foundation, through Operation Rebound, got him a really nice bicycle. And I think it was twofold. It was, we care about you enough to get you the very best. Let's get you out there. And the longest swim I ever did was, I was accompanying Anthony at a half Ironman in Kansas in a lake. And again, he doesn't have use of one leg or one arm. And all I could see is his one good eye over the water and the top of his head. And I would usually do a half Ironman swim in about 30 minutes. And I did that half Ironman swim in an hour and a half, but it was the most rewarding swim I ever did. It was the slowest swim I ever did and the most rewarding.
Let's talk about what you would like listeners to do when it comes to your fundraising effort and the efforts of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. And we'll talk about that when we come back from a break. Will you stick with me?
Oh, of course.
Excellent. We're talking to Daniel, Captain Challenge Powell. He's here on the Mark White Show right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to him some more. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Any price to pay, unless I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back. Right now we're talking to Daniel Captain Challenge Powell. He is here on The Mark White Show as we speak, a huge supporter of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. And you have heard the stories. You heard about Anthony Smith in the first segment. And of course, Anthony has been on The Mark White Show along with so many others who have benefited from Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. And here's a guy who has raised $1.1 million for that special organization. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Daniel Powell.
Great to stay with you there, Mark. It's the first time anyone's ever called me Daniel Captain Challenge Powell, so I kind of like it.
It just seems fitting. If that's your nickname, man, it goes right in the middle.
Right.
I love it. Well, we were talking about your passion and love for Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and you even spoke about a veteran who received a leg and thanked you for what you had done. And then, of course, that's like taking a baseball bat and hitting the ball out of the park
with everybody on a base and bringing them all in.
It's funny too. I just gotten off the big stage at Kona, and that's where the top five in each age division place. And I'm still for an Ironman triathlon. I'm probably about 3 hours off the pace to be up there in the top five. So that was my opportunity to get on the big stage by fundraising rather than by athletic prowess. And sometimes they say, you got to do it any way you can. If you have a goal, you can achieve it. But sometimes it's not the exact same way that everybody else in the past has done it. You know, create a new way. Over, around, under, over. There's ways to do it. And just if you set your mind to it, there's a saying that the world conspires to help you achieve it when you've got your mind made up. And that first time when I raised the $61,000, I had my mind made up to be the number one fundraiser. And there was one other guy that we battled it out for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years in a row. We started right after the last triathlon to see if we could be the number one for the thing. It was, you know, it's interesting how much better you are competing. And there was a race in a world championship, Kona, and two wheelchair racers, and they thanked each other because neither one of them would have raced as fast without the other. And I think it goes with everything. Competition makes you better.
As you stated earlier, Captain Challenge has no superhero abilities, but you may actually have a superhero ability when it comes to fundraising. And there's probably a lot of people out there, especially during this COVID period, that would love to know a few tips on how to fundraise for their organization. Because as you know, it's a very difficult time to fundraise during this time for so many.
I'd love to give you tips. In fact, I've been writing a book for now, I'm going to say it's been 15 years, and I haven't really just sat down and got it done. I could probably write it in 2 months, but I do have chapter headings for you, and I'll give you a few of them. Number one, start early. If your event that you're raising money for is in December, and here we are in May, go ahead and start now. Number two, I think you need to ask big. A lot of times people will ask their friends, hey, do you have $20? That's a pretty small ask usually. So what I had done is instead of asking friends and people that I felt like they were maybe uncomfortable giving money, I went to companies that needed business. Like I would go to a restaurant. I say, when's the slowest day for you? And they go, oh, Monday night and Tuesday night. I go, I'll tell you what, why don't you give me 10 $25 gift certificates to be used on a Monday or Tuesday night, and I'll give them away to people that give donations to the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I did this with the SAC purses. I did this with so many different products. And I would go to somebody and say, hey, you know something? You're going to give me $250 and it's only going to cost you $50. I go, well, how's that? I go, well, first of all, you're going to give me $250 and you're in a 40% tax bracket. So the 40% is going to be beneficial right now. Secondly, I'm going to give you a $100 purse for your wife or girlfriend. You're going to be a hero there. I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate to dinner. And you can take your wife or girlfriend out again. Now you're a superhero. And so you're going to give me $250. It's going to be a write-off for you for your taxes. It's only going to cost you out of your pocket $50. You're getting these two gifts. So it was packaging. Instead of just saying, oh, give me money, I tried to figure out what their issue might be. What else? What other companies? Well, there was the power company in San Diego, and they were going to do a huge transmission line through like 15 communities. Well, they need public support. So I went to them and said, how can I help you? And they said, well, we want to have inclusionary hiring. We want to be able to say that we've got people of all abilities, people in wheelchairs. We're a good employer for people in wheelchairs. And, so we got them a team at the Triathlon Challenge. The president of the company, which is a that is a Fortune 100 company, swam the swim leg. And then they had a guy in a wheelchair or a cyclist who was challenged and in the run. So they had a team. But what was really nice is they were achieving many, many goals to show that they were a good employer and that they were the main sponsor. I got the very first main sponsor for the San Diego Triathlon Challenge. And I think they stayed 5 or 6 years. So when I say ask big, I think that was a $20,000 deal. And I tell you what, it's easier to get 120 than 21,000 or 200 100s or 2,000 10s. So if you go to your friends and say, hey, you got to go to 2,000 of your friends to get $10, or you can go to one company and say, how can we help you achieve your goals through charity giving? So those are the three first. First of all, start early, ask big, believe in the cause. If you don't believe in the cause, it's going to come through and it's going to be trite and people are going to see through it. So if you are deeply involved and passionate about the cause, and I was with these guys that are 19 years old coming back without a limb from Afghanistan and Iraq, I said, that's something that we really need to support, because we all know that, or many people know that, over one veteran commits suicide per day in this country. And so the opposite of committing suicide is getting out and living life again and doing it outdoors, whether it's running or water skiing. And then the last thing of the tips I'll give you now is build a team. It's hard to raise money by yourself. And one of the times I raised the $61,000, I had about six people on my team. I had a guy in high school that just believed in the cause, and he was asking his grandmother for money. And I had a hairstylist that hosted a party at her salon and got gifts and prizes and such. And that one raised over $1,000. The high school student raised over $1,000. So, and by the way, it's so encouraging. The first donation, this was in, I think it was in about April for a November or October or November event, I got 20. And then about 3 weeks later, I got 10. So I'm $30,000 5 or 6 months out. And momentum builds, as you know. The more good things happen, the more good things are going to happen, because you get more enthusiastic. And that's the whole idea about starting early. If you start early, you start building momentum and enthusiasm, and then you go, boy, I've got $30,000. How much can I raise in the next 5 months? And you have success. So there's nothing that breeds success like previous success.
Well, Daniel, tell us what you would like listeners to do when it comes to Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, because here now you have a captive audience that may have never heard about CAF Operation Rebound before, and they may want to plug in and find a way to make a difference through this special foundation.
Yeah, there's lots of ways. Of course, there's monetarily, and you can just go on the Challenged Athletes Foundation website, challengeathletes.org, you want to designate the money to Operation Rebound. I introduced Nico to the Challenge Athletes Foundation. He's a Marine Corps major. He's going to be retiring, and he runs the program. I think he's really a one-man operation running that program. I think we've helped over 2,000 veterans. And Challenge Athletes Foundation is 25 years old, and the Operation Rebound is about half that inside the organization, about 12 years, I believe. And so what you can definitely give money. You can also call Nico on the phone at Challenge Athletes Foundation and say, hey, how can I help you? There's been some branches. I don't know. There's one in Denver. I think there's been some help in New York City and Florida and in Massachusetts. So if you say, I'm passionate about this cause, I want to start a little chapter in my town and have some fundraisers, it's all appreciated. And I'll tell you what, it's a really well-run, lean operation. It's not money going out for officers and directors on first-class airfare. They're very thrifty. so that the majority of the money actually goes to the people. And then, of course, the really nice thing is for it to run full circle, and you see where your money went, where it's a guy goes to the Paralympics, whereas he was pretty dejected and feeling sorry for himself. And then he's on a world stage competing with other Paralympians. And I think over half of all the Paralympians in the last Olympics had gotten a grant of some sort, whether it's a training grant or an equipment grant or travel grant to participate in the Olympics. I've never served in uniform. I've never been to war, but I have many friends, and it is that post-traumatic stress is a real deal. And to re-engage in your community, if you were deployed or in the service for 4 or 5 or 10 years or 15 years, and now you're trying to reintegrate into a civilian society, it's not the easiest thing, especially when you've seen some of your buddies injured or worse, not coming back from the battlefield. And I think that those memories are not good memories, and they last a lifetime. So how do you, you never erase a bad memory, but you can certainly replace it with going out and contributing. And I will say this with Captain Challenge, it's whenever I am down and feeling low about myself, I put on the Captain Challenge tights and top hat and go help somebody else. And it's an instant benefit to me. And quite frankly, sometimes when I'm raising money and being very successful, it's actually for me, because I'm feeling bad about myself. I can go help somebody else. I can raise money. And I say, okay, everything's going well now. So the prescription for depression is not to just wallow in your sorrow. It's to go out and do something for others. And anybody listening that's done that understands what I'm saying. And the people that haven't, just try it sometime. When you're at your lowest, say, okay, who can I help? Whether it's food for someone that's hungry, visiting somebody in prison, cooking a meal and dropping it off on the front porch, doing an errand, doing some yard work for somebody, anything. And there's plenty of veterans and maybe a man or a woman's deployed and their spouse is left at home and they need some repairs or they need some errands done. Just small things like that mean the world to them. And quite frankly, you're really helping yourself as much, if not more, than you're helping them. It's just the way it works. When you try and be helpful and compassionate and kind, you get it back.
Well, I have really enjoyed getting to talk to you today, Daniel, and appreciate the work that you're doing for Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound.
Well, it's been a really joy to speak with you, and I travel a lot, and I hope you come to San Diego and come to the San Diego Triathlon Challenge, which is the signature event. There's also a bike ride that anyone can participate in. They bike from San Francisco to San Diego. It's a nice, it's a 7-day bike ride over 600 miles. So you got to be ready to roll with some leg strength and some cardiovascular preparation. But I also travel, and you're in exactly what town? You're in Alabama?
I'm in Athens, Alabama, between Huntsville and Florence.
I've been to Huntsville, and you're what, south of Memphis, I think, right?
We are southeast of Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going to come visit you sometime. I'll go live on your show. I'll actually don the Captain Challenge uniform.
I love it. Well, I'll get in touch with Nico about coming to San Diego. How about that?
That would be great. We'd love to have you out there, and you might find you really might want to get in this Pacific Ocean and go for a swim, and maybe then get on your bike and bike around the hills of San Diego, and then do a little run. The run's a little hilly too, but we'd love to have you at any portion of it.
Sounds great. We've been talking to Daniel Captain Challenge Powell here on the Mark White Show today, and we appreciate Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound and what they represent. I hope you'll tune in next time as you continue to listen to these special episodes provided by The Mark White Show and called the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed Segment. I am your host, Mark White.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.